This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In a Washington, D.C. courtroom today, a pair of trousers were the centerpiece of a trial. A D.C. man named Roy Pearson is suing the owners of Custom Cleaners for a whopping $54 million. He claims they lost his pants and failed to meet their promise of satisfaction guaranteed. By the way, Pearson just happens to be an administrative law judge himself, and that background helps. He's asking for such a large sum of money based on his understanding of some arcane consumer protection laws. ML Steiner has been covering the trial for WashingtonPost.com, and as he explains, Roy Pearson dropped off four pairs of pants for alterations.
His side of the story is that he had basically dropped off his pants at Custom Cleaners. They had a sign up that said satisfaction guaranteed. When he went to pick up the pants, one pair at least was missing. Both sides acknowledged that, and they then refused to make right in his mind.
Pearson says the owners of Custom Cleaners tried to give him a pair of pants that did not belong to him. The evidence he cited, they had cuffs.
He went into some detail about this and even brought his son up to the stand as a witness as to his taste in suit pants. He says that he does not like his pants with cuffs ever, and these pants had cuffs.
Custom Cleaners is owned by the Chung family, Korean immigrants who do not speak English. According to their defense lawyer, they tried to settle with Pearson. Their offers topped $10,000, but Pearson refused. The defense has claimed Pearson is trying to make up for financial problems after a messy divorce. Today in court, Mrs. Chung cried on the stand as she described the toll on her family. No matter what the verdict in the case, ML Steiner of WashingtonPost.com says the Chungs are in financial trouble.
They're spending thousands in legal fees, not to mention losing sleep over it. And, you know, they don't understand English, so for them it's very difficult to sort of fathom what's going on here. You know, they feel like, okay, they lost this person's pants and now they're going bankrupt as a result of it.
Closing arguments finished up this afternoon. The judge says she will rule by the end of next week.